All right, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. As we're gonna have Larry Bluestein join us in a little while.
My boy Blue,
your boy Blue, 100%. Our boy Blue will join us. We got some national games that are connected to South Florida, especially Broward County, right now, and we'll get into everything. Did you see, by the way, Adidas came in on Dade County? And by the way, put that Adidas logo right there in the middle of the big fat Adidas.
Yep. I saw it. I'm so happy. I'm so proud because if you've ever played on Trez Powell, that was a piece of crap. The field.
They as you know, they play not only the high school games there, but the junior varsity, youth football. That thing gets used.
We need another stadium in South Florida. I know they have one in Betty Ferguson. Maybe they need to – I would love for Nike to come and put bigger bleachers in there. Like
they have fixed up some of the fields. Like Orange Bowl's been fantastic. Now, Listen, the problem is they got Palm Beach, they got Broward, they got Dade, and then over in the Everglades, they're also taking care of some of those schools over there because I went over there for one of the new fields they did over in the middle of sugar country out there, sugarcane country. Mm-hmm. But you're right. And the fields, as you know, are expensive.
Yeah.
To lay down. But boy, I'm with you. If there's one field, probably got the greatest history of Trez a living Powell? Stadium that we have in South Florida.
You know what they should do? They should really put up like a Hall of Fame for players that have played at Trez Powell.
I think that would be.
That would be so phenomenal. Because it's
you,
I can name 10 players that during my era, including Chad Ochocinco, Santana Moss, Willis McGahee, Najee Davenport. I mean, the best of the best have played at Trez Powell.
Yeah, there's a starting running back and his brother.
Oh, the Cook boys
at Buffalo Bills that played there. And, no, you can go on and on with the great players that Teddy Bridgewater played there.
Yeah.
Home games there. So you can go on. And not to mention the other guys from the schools didn't play all their home games, but they all played at Trez Powell. So that list of guys.
But you can only go in the Hall of Fame if it was your home stadium. That's the way. Come on, Joe. You can't play it.
It's like I invite you to, but come on, man. You always gotta ruin it.
You can't just show up one time and be in the Trez Powell Hall of Fame. That's got to be your home stadium, man.
All right. Well, it gets a lot smaller list, I can tell you.
but you're pulling from like 8 schools.
There is a guy that's probably gonna go in the Hall of Fame this year.
Ooh.
There was a running back at Coral Gables High School that played at Northwestern.
Oh, Frank! You think Frank makes it in first?
Yes.
I would love for you to be right.
I'm not saying he's Barry Sanders or any of those guys.
You
I'm
think
not
he's first ballot,
but I just think you look at the numbers and durability and his numbers. I just think
you can't deny it. But people will make the argument that he just played the longest of all those backs. But then,
that's
part of it. I agree with you, Frank. You were
there
not
a lot
taking
of guys tried to stay around longer, and they went, "You can't play anymore." And they told Frank, "You can still play.
You can't Adam take a Gage. Direct shot at Frank because he had that vision, and you were not taking a direct shot at him."
And Frank's never going to go down as the biggest or the fastest most athletic, but Frank. He had more injuries at UM than he did in his whole NFL career. You know, it was a hell of a story. Anyway, hey, listen, we can go down memory lane on that. But Larry Bluestein will join us here coming up. We'll talk about all those things. Hey, so I did want to ask you about some other young guys on this team. What's going on at the tight end position? Are we keeping 3? Are we keeping 4?
You got to keep. Tanner Connor is probably on the hot seat, as he always is.
You think he is?
Yeah. Because he can't block right now. And he's played well. He probably would have 3 touchdowns if Zach Wilson Zach Wilson believes in bounce passes.
He did on those.
Listen, when his feet aren't set, he might as well start dribbling the basketball.
I got to tell you, I've been defending Zach Wilson and his experience and stuff, but I was hoping at this point, especially when he's got time to throw, that or roll out, that he was going to make some more good throws. And
he needs a year.
I think his confidence is still getting worked out. He went to throw a deep one again yesterday, and it wobbled out. The guy makes a great catch on it, but you know he can make all the throws. He's got D. Eskridge run down the middle of the field, and if there's one guy wanted to make that throw, it was him. He had time, and
he's not my number two, Joe. He's not my number two.
But well, you saw yesterday, right? Quint Ewers didn't know.
I know he didn't take a snap. I know. Okay. I know. So I know what the situation is.
This is Omar Day, so Omar, you can see that.
I know what the situation is. I didn't say it should be that way. I know what the situation is. But you also saw Zach Wilson dribble a pass that should have been a touchdown in red zone to Tanner Connor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. If I can count on you to miss one of every four throws because you didn't get your feet set, I don't want to play you.
Let's just hope for everybody's sakes that Tua can stay healthy for every game. Really. Just that would be the best situation instead of waiting for Zach to kind of waiting to get better. And they're going, no, he's getting better. I go, well, I hear you saying he's getting better. But you get a chance to make a couple of throws that are big plays or probably both touchdowns or close to it. I don't know if Eskridge scores on or not, but he's running away. And
I've seen him miss too many touchdowns by not being accurate.
All right, so Tanner Connor is the guy I was going to ask you about because they've been giving him chances.
He's been on the scholarship program, and I like Tanner.
I do too. Let me ask. Listen, they're all. I don't dislike any of them. Hey, so what's going on with our 33-year-old tight end? They're making it sound. I mean, they put depth chart number one. He's going to be our guy.
No question. Yeah.
And then
he knows the offense. They sing his praises. How smart he is.
But it's kind of hard. I guess my concern, and this is a little former player in me. I get that he's just going to show up on game day and be ready to go against the Colts. I just think you need to kind of get your feet wet. And he's talking about, I mean, he'll practice with the team next week. Still,
there has to be an injury, Joe. There has to be. It doesn't make any sense. This seems like an Odell Beckham kind of situation.
I understand they wanted to work his way in. Work your way back.
Here's my thing. They take him off the PUP 2 days ago, and he did stretching the first day, and then he did position drills the second day. Like, okay, you couldn't go to one-on-ones?
Let me tell you, Frank Smith says great things about him. Everybody knows they were together. He's athletic, he's freakish, and they all remember him when he played, and I'm like, it would be nice
if we saw it.
No, and so again, it's just awkward. You got all these guys at Farrell Brown and Julian Hill out there, and Tanner Connor, and you're going okay. And Tanner had four or five.
Here's my major issue with it. You know who Tua is, and he's not going to throw to you if he doesn't have chemistry with you. He's not going to throw to you if he doesn't trust you. He's not going to throw to you if you're not always doing the right thing. We haven't seen him throw one pass to Darren Waller.
Yeah.
So what's that chemistry going to be like?
Well, I think, maybe there's going to be a whole bunch of different things going on for that Colts game. And I guess, hell, before we even get to that, we're kind of wondering. But I figure you'd be happy about Ollie Gordon II because he's going to start. So you can stop with that. He's going to start this week, most likely.
I mean, I felt he was going to eventually start anyway.
Hey, honestly, I just was trying to tell you, just give it time.
I know
Jalen Wright, you want it now, and you're on mic, and you're on this, and just hang in there. By the way, that kid was running friggin' hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I don't care who I'm playing against, somebody's in the way of me getting playing time. And getting out of being known as a seventh-round pick and doing more. So
fifth-round pick. Fifth round.
Ollie Gordon?
Yeah, Ollie Gordon. Fifth
I thought
round.
He was sixth round.
No, fifth.
Do we have a sixth?
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I think maybe Dante Trader. They got a lot of fifth round.
Dante Trader is a fifth round pick.
Yeah, okay, good. There's a lot of fifth round picks, and then there's a seventh maybe.
Now you're gonna make me go back and look and see where he was.
Yeah, he was no, drafted. Ollie was picked in fifth. I know because he was one round lower than Jalen Wright.
All right. Well, Jalen Wright was a three. Wasn't Jalen Wright three? He was a four.
He was a four. Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm going to have to go home back and do my work in case somebody asked me what round was that guy taking a couple years ago. Hey, we're going to go to break. When we come back, Larry Bluestein's going to join us. We'll jump back in with some Blue Meister. Get you caught up on some high school football for a few minutes before we jump right back to a lot of stuff to get to with this Miami Dolphin football team. And a lot of cuts coming up Tuesday, 4 o'clock. Got to be down to 53. And that 53 might not even be the 53. There still might be more changes after that original 53. Like a couple guys might be told, you're on right now, but hang around here. We may have to get a hold of you here. So anyway, we'll talk more about all that stuff coming up here as camp is officially over. And the last preseason game is tomorrow night at Hard Rock Stadium. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Man, I love talking about my buddies. I do. I'm talking about the partners of Cohn and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys. And I want to just let you know, when you handle and you hire those guys, unlike a lot of commercials I see where all these guys, by the way, the commercials some of the law firms are doing now, they're fantastic. They really are. The guy walks up slowly through the camera and they go, this is the guy that can get you great results. And then, you know, you get there. And you go, you mean your law firm, because you don't handle cases and you're getting ready to hand me off to somebody 3 years out of law school over there working. They're going to have my case. Then they don't have great communication skills. They don't keep me updated after I've been injured. And I'm a little frustrated with them right now. Well, if you're going through that frustration and you're not getting a call back to get updates on how your case is going right now, you definitely need Harvey and Gary. You do. I'm talking about the same partners who will handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years each of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. Communication, compassion, understanding. Boy, I go on and on. They're great guys, man. And I'm telling you right now, not only are they great guys, but they're going to get you great results. And that's the most important thing. I just tell everybody, go to CohnandJudah.com. And read the reviews of what people are saying that made the switch to Cohn and Judah, partners who you can always reach that will tell you how you're doing, keep you updated on your case, and get rocking and rolling for you. Go to CohnandJudah.com and remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Here we go. All right, here we go. I got you. You heard me. Kellen Omar, who's checking out all this high school stuff on me. Speaking of high school football, it's time to go to our high school football insider, Larry Bluestein. Blue, it's back in first three games last night, and I was just curious. The 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase is off and running. What'd you think last night? Surprised Piper after scoring quickly. Got kicked around pretty good with turnovers.
Yeah, well. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but you got some really good teams, and obviously, probably the biggest surprise on day one was Cardinal Gibbons losing to Archbishop McCarthy.
Wow. How about that?
42-35. That was probably a thrilling game. Yeah, you know, you take a look at some of these programs, and certainly Piper going against Peachtree Ridge, a team that was here last year. You know, not a great Georgia team, but a good Georgia team, and you know, Piper coming off a 10-2 season. Just, you know, overmatched. And then the late game, Jacksonville Bulls is one of the best teams in the state. And, you know, and just took it to Monarch. And, you know, I mean, they have four Power Five kids. They got two kids going to Ohio State. They have an offensive lineman coming to Miami. Really, really good program. And, you know, everything probably went true to form other than the Cardinal Gibbons game. But you know what? Let's give credit to Archbishop McCarthy. They're a program on the rise. And, you know, they got a tough tough district alone with Heritage and Norland and Plantation. So, yeah, that was that was day one. And then probably the one big game that everybody was looking at yesterday was Columbus and Southridge. And they were lightninged out, which...
They'll play tonight. I see they're going to play tonight, try to play tonight or tomorrow.
No, they're playing tomorrow morning, which sets up a triple header for Larry Bluestein tomorrow. And yeah, that's early morning, 10 o'clock, all the way to about 12 at midnight, you know, going up to St. Thomas and catching those two nationally rated teams. But, yeah, it's, you know, today you have a couple of other games. Wes Broward's going to be playing a really good Corner Canyon team, a program that, you know, produced Zach Wilson and Jackson Dart, and they're loaded, and they started their season last week, so we'll see that game. And then probably one of the even matches, you know, of the weekend. The host team, Dillard, getting an opportunity to play Orlando Dr. Phillips, who was 12-2 last year. And, yeah, they're, you know, fairly good crowds for day one. I think tonight's going to be pretty packed, and, you know, for the Dillard game. And, yeah, it's you can't say enough, Joe. This – you have four of the best eight teams in the country here. You know, I mean, you know, what else can you do? I mean, and then tomorrow, and then, oh, I'm sorry, tonight too, you have American Heritage playing against
St. Joseph's of
Pennsylvania, which is, listen, Marvin Harrison came out of there. They've had some really, really good programs as well. And certainly we'll see what Diabelle's all about tonight as he starts in his senior year. And that's a good football team they're playing. And then, tomorrow's it. You know, I mean, your 3:30 kickoff, St. Thomas Aquinas against Mater Dei, probably could beat the most junior college teams. Loaded, just loaded. I had we had Raul Laura on our show the other night, the head coach from Mater Dei. And, you know, you're looking at all the stats as you're talking to them, 119-8 over the last decade.
Yeah.
I mean, the only teams that they lose to are St. John Bosco.
Yeah.
And and then obviously the nightcap, you're going to get Chaminade Madonna, who's you know, been the state 8 years in a row, trying to go for the ninth, going against a really big, really good St. Francis team of Maryland, a program that but like I said, people last night said, "Well, there's some miss." Yeah, but you wouldn't get these nationally televised games if you had, you know, no shot, but Coral Springs Charter. You know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you're going to bring in the best like Mater Dei, and you're going to bring in the best like, you know, Corner Canyons and those schools, and that's why they get the national coverage. And I can't say enough about what they've done to put these games together. And then every team that comes in, you know, talks positive, Joe, about the experience, about coming down, because you're talking California and Utah to Florida. They're putting these kids up on the beach. You're getting an opportunity for the first time to see that. And it wasn't as humid yesterday as we would have liked it to be. So,
yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you, Northwestern, how much you read into what they did last week and just how good that team Teddy Bridgewater built up is?
Told you last week, they're 14 points better than everybody not named IMG.
You got to back off. Everybody? Yeah.
Everybody.
Chaminade Madonna?
Chaminade?
Everybody.
St. Thomas?
Everybody.
I thought you said that in a text. You're saying right now that Northwestern team is better than all those private schools that we're talking about in Broward County who are ranked in the top 10.
Yeah, Joe, they took apart Lakeland last week. I mean, and that's a team that reached the finals, and they're just at a different level right now. I mean, they're just they're two of everything. And I'm telling you, across the front, and you say to yourself when they're and they weren't really, really great offensively last week, but you're thinking, who's scoring on them? They're too fast. They move quick. You'll get a long gain on them. They got a really good Orangewood team coming in from California, an Orange Lutheran team that Coach Lara said is good. Is really good. And then next week they got Venice, and then there are two games with Central, and that's it. You know, that's what's standing in the way of them going right back and doing what they, but I'd put them against anybody.
Omar and I were talking here. Is the Central Northwestern game going to be close, or is that talent got a little lopsided with Northwestern having a lot more than Chaminade, honestly?
Yeah, you know as well as I do, when you get those two teams together, it doesn't matter with the records. And it really doesn't, because both of them are talented. And Central, unfortunately, Central got rained out last week in their kickoff classic and got the game this week against Reigns canceled. So they don't play a game until next week against the Edison, and that's their first game of the season. I got to say, they've done a great job. I mean, and they've got talent, guys. I mean, you know, let's face it, they're Central. It's a little bit of a drop off after you lose so many good kids to, you know, Power Four schools. But they're right there. They're right there. I mean, and they're going to knock heads. They won't back off. But that's going to be – those will be classic rivalry games. And, we'll see. The second one, obviously, the one that counts. Last year, remember, Central beat Northwestern in a regular season and then, you know, had to forfeit all those games. But they, other than that, they don't play a really, really tough schedule. They play a good schedule, but not a tough schedule.
Yeah.
Not like American Heritage, who, you know, obviously jumps from here to, you know, St. Thomas and Chaminade and has to play, you know, some of the tough teams. But Northwestern's just they've got the goods, you know. I mean, they're strong up front. Real two good quarterbacks, a freshman kid from, you know, last year, Neiman Lawrence, and then the kid at Strotter threw for 48 touchdowns last year. Then they got the wide receivers that are just, you know, who you going to cover, you know. And then they've got two running backs.
You've teased, you know what you've done. You got Omar and I now. We're talking about making a friggin' date one night to go out and watch them play here when we get a chance for a good game.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what you're doing next Friday, but that looms as a really big one at Traz against Venice, a Venice team that
– nobody likes, you know, that coach at Venice. Nobody likes that guy. That guy is very disliked. You set me up for that. Nobody likes that guy down there. He has not made friends in Dayton Broward, and you know what? He really doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. And now that we're on FM, we go probably over there.
Right. Oh, now they're talking. You know what about me? Smack. Oh, okay. All right. They get ready to go.
Even bulletin board. I could just see that now. That when they come in, they go, "All right, Joe Rose gave us bulletin board."
Yeah.
Material,
yeah. That's
all
right.
On the show, but
been a long time since I've given bulletin board. Maybe never. Anyway. Hey, Blue. Thanks, man. I really appreciate you coming on, and hey, we'll talk soon. I want to hear about the games, including those games on Saturday are going to be a lot of fun to see how this thing goes and see if Broward can get some wins, so thank you.
No doubt. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get. Omar Kelly's with us. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff coming up here to get to here. We got to figure out this 53, and do we have 53 guys that we want to keep? And how are we right now at cornerback and offensive line? We're going to talk to Omar Kelly about all that straight ahead. But first, Cliggy's Carts, man. I just want to say this weekend, you're starting to shop around. The kid's been all over. The wife, come on, we got to get that nice golf cart, man. We so much fun on the weekend. We don't have to go anywhere. It's just really comfortable, cool, loaded golf cart. And they go, oh, that's a Cliggy's cart. That's what we're talking about. Featuring Royal EV golf carts, unbelievable, 48 and 62 volt lithium battery options. They're designed and engineered to be the leader and quality and safety. They've got it all. With aluminum frames, reason aluminum frames are so good, they don't rust, adjustable front seat, and all their six-seater models, they got four-seaters if you want something a little smaller. No one else, by the way, offers that. Custom paint job, that's right. After you buy one from Cliggy's, they'll go, all right, well, what do you want? You want one of your favorite team's colors? We can do that for you. Hey, they got everything. Sound bars, LED lighting. Cliggy's carts are located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse in Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. So if you're going up to the steakhouse anyway, you might as well just go next door. And I don't care where you are. Before you buy that nice cart, golf cart, anywhere, Dade, Broward, Jupiter, anywhere in Palm Beach, you got to stop by and see Cliggy's. First of all, they got great prices. They've slashed their prices. You're in for a test drive. You're going to fall in love with them. They're fantastic. Don't take your family with you. They're going to want it right there. They're going to want to drive it home. Call 877-CLIGGY's or visit CliggysCarts.com. That's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S. Cliggy's is slashing prices, giving you everything you need, man. Ready to go. Hey, if you like anywhere in South Florida, you need to stop by that showroom and check it out. Take that test drive. You're going to fall in love with Cliggy's. Cliggy's, by the way, will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. This weekend, make it a Cliggy's Carts weekend. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Happy Friday. A lot of stuff going on here with Dolphins getting ready for their third preseason game, and then 53-man cuts Tuesday by 4 o'clock. Got to be down to the number 53, and then all hell breaks loose. You look at everybody else's guys and what their practice squad and what's out there. And
poaching,
is it
baby.
Your, yeah, everything. Omar Kelly with us, by the way, from the Miami Herald. Hey, I want to get back to this cornerback thing for a second. So the guys right now, injured or not, and by the way, I feel terrible right now for some of these guys that just recently got injured. Ethan. That just killer for him to get injured. He's playing really well.
But he was going to make the team anyway.
He was.
Yeah.
So give me your starting three right now. If you had to start the regular season, would you go? Now, we're cheating a little bit because we saw what the starting three was. But give me your top five guys.
If
you have five, you like.
For Colts game. For Colts
game? For the Colts game right now.
I am going with Storm Duck.
Yep.
Jack Jones. And I am going with Jason Marshall Jr.
Marshall's taking that nickel position inside. It looks like
I don't think he's taken it. I think he's been given it. I don't think he's taken it. He's been given it. And this is what they do, and I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. If you don't feel comfortable with what Mike Hill brings to the table.
We know what Mike Hilton can do. That's what they always say.
Exactly.
Now I just say that. You know what Mike Hilton.
Here's what I think is going to happen with Mike Hilton.
What?
I think they're going to cut him, put him on the practice squad week one, and then maybe add him to the 53-man roster week two. That way they avoid guarantee his contract for the entire season, and they take it week to week. It's gangster, but this franchise has done it time after time after time again. It's business.
Okay,
it's nothing personal.
All right, so Mike's not on the so Mike Hilton you don't have on your 53.
I keep telling people – because you can't explain to me why he never works with the starters. If we know what he can do, we don't need to see him. We're comfortable with what Mike brings to the table.
I never liked that when they said I never wanted to hear that.
But I never see you work with the starters.
No, and he's got to be – that's got to be –
and he doesn't play special teams.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
That's not – none of that's a good sign.
No, exactly.
So what's next up for you? Do you trust any of the rest of these guys you think they'll keep? Kendall Sheffield.
Battling an injury right now. He had been the number two guy. So I'm a little – I don't know what to tell you about where he is. And, in fact, I don't know if I cut him and put him on my practice squad, is anybody going to claim him? Well, he's injured right now, so I probably can't cut him. I don't know what to tell you about that.
So you think Ethan Bonner? You said this earlier.
Ethan Bonner's on the IR. Ethan Bonner is probably going to be in. That hamstring did not look good.
Okay,
that's not a. He's back in 2 weeks.
You just went Baptist Health doctors on me right now.
Okay. Everybody went Baptist Health yesterday.
All right, so
Jalen Wright. I hope that's not season ending. I really do hope that's not season ending.
I was thinking out a week or so. You're talking about.
It looked worse than Cader Coles, so I hope it's not.
You got to be careful.
We didn't think Cader's was serious.
I've seen Ronnie. I said Ronnie Brown limped off, and I go, he's walking better. Does he walk more? Yeah. And everybody goes, that's a good sign. And then you get the next 24 to 48 hours, you find out the guy's out for the season. So I get it. So where's Cam Smith in this whole thing?
Ooh, that's a toughie. I am going to predict that they're going to keep Cam Smith over Kendall Sheffield because he is a Chris Greer draft pick.
Well, it's got to be more than just he's a pick. He's got to show something. Doesn't he have to show something in this game or off of – are they just going to say, we saw half of football – we saw the fourth quarter
in the second preseason game.
You
know what they're going to say? We can't acknowledge that we made a mistake. That's what they're going to say.
Well, they're not going to say that. They can't. They're not.
That, but cutting him is, we acknowledge that we made a mistake. Hell, yes. they traded Igbinoghene just to avoid acknowledging they made a mistake. So I've seen it time after time and time again. So I have gotten to the point now, Joe.
Where I got a lot of guys. You know, all my guys just want him cut.
I'm not
saying any
that.
Names, but they're like, enough's enough.
Enough is enough.
Like, well, you know, he's in, we've seen some. Well, and you know, they put such a friggin' positive spin on everybody. I wish I was on that team for one.
No. He is the only person Mike McDaniel has ever not put a positive spin on.
He did, but he said, when you're injured and you can't.
He gave up on him. And I'd never see Mike give up on anybody. And he's back. He's working. He looks decent. Is it health?
But he always, like, that's the whole thing is, like, you don't draft a guy without going physically. You see things.
He can
right?
do it.
We talk about Wilson's arm. Like, I get it. And occasionally makes one of those throws and go, okay, I get why he was the second overall pick. Hey, Igbinoghene was one of the greatest athletes. He could run. He could jump.
He could do everything right.
He looked the part. He looked the part of a big-time starting cornerback.
Except he got picked on by every quarterback.
Well, he got.
He got.
By the way, some of his days, he got beat by not yards.
He got picked on every.
He got picked by football.
Every quarter. Fields. Every quarterback on the Dolphins roster picked on him because they just knew he was an easy mark.
He just, I guess, lost his confidence, and they were talking about his potential. And
yep.
It's going to take time. And
I don't think they get – history tells me they're not going to give up on Cam Smith, even though – and I thought that they would until he resurfaced against the Lions. And then I was like, oh, there's still hope.
All right. So before we hit this 8 o'clock hour, do you believe there's a better chance we pick up a cornerback – or an offensive lineman, or both, to get our 53 together?
Why not both and throw in a running back on the pile? I go back to the days of Bill Parcells when I first started covering this team, and Bill Parcells churned the final three spots on his roster all season. The Dolphins do not do that ever under Mike McDaniel. You made a mistake on special teams. I remember Eric Walden. Made a mistake on special teams. Good player. Whacked him the next day. He had a good career in the NFL. They didn't care. They sent a message. This team, no messages ever sent. No churning of the roster. It's only guys that come in is because somebody got hurt. Churn that back into the roster.
So I think part of that is Mike wants to stay good with all the guys.
Mike needs to be everybody's buddy.
Mike wants that, like, hey, man, there are some guys really like the guy you just cut. Yeah, I had to make a decision on behalf of this team, and I feel like I had to send a message to everybody, and he's not – that's not his style.
Remember, I'm going to remind you, remember Adam Gase, it was – like what?
With all the offensive linemen?
Yeah.
He asked his offensive line coach.
When he cut three offensive linemen. Boy, that offensive line got their act together real quick that season.
Says, can he play? And he goes, no. He goes, can this guy play? And coach goes,
and
no.
Billy Turner was one of them, and he was a good player.
Yeah, he ended up playing pretty well with Green Bay.
He had a good career. And Adam, I forget what game it was, but They started screwing up. They started struggling, and he sent a message. It was like taking a shotgun to the team. Got everybody's attention.
I don't know why you're bringing that up. Why are you bringing past history? That's not that's
you know
not
why I'm bringing it up?
Mike style.
Because it's you need to stop being Mr. Nice Guy. Somebody's got to get this offensive line's attention.
Are you?
There are too many scholarships around here. Too many.
So how many of these guys, and we got to go to break. I want you to think about this. How many of those guys, Warham's staying.
And he's
probably going to play a lot of football this year. But I want to talk to you inside. We'll talk more about some guys and the Eichenberg mystery of when will he be back.
You need Eichenberg.
I know. Hey, right now, I want to tell you about something very important while we're talking about all these injuries. Sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida. Yeah, it's what the Miami Dolphins have. Heck, that's what the Miami Heat have in, or Miami has, and the Florida Panthers have. They use those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. And I want to let you know, you can't become a top sports medicine program unless You have top specialists for every part of the body. This is not just a knee thing. No, this is not just a back thing or hip and knee replacement. It's everything. It is about great knee doctors. Doctors have seen it all. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement, and Achilles doctors as well. Hey, man, we just about cover everything possible when it comes to an injury, whether you or somebody, your family's been injured, high school, college, and professional athletes all over South Florida going to Baptist Health South Florida because of the great program and all the experience with some of the best specialists in the business right here in South Florida, working for Baptist Health South Florida with three great facilities that I talk about. Baptist Health's everywhere, but Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility and the new facility, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. The next time you have any kind of injury, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. You're in for great results with great doctors who have one goal. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
104.3